fighting the socialists in Washington, exposing the nonsense in Congress, restoring common sense to government. It's Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. We the people must make a stand, so let your voice be heard and call Pete now at 343-0106.
I'm not hearing your voice.
We got to turn the mic on, is it on?
Yeah, now we're going.
Now we're on. Oh, there I am. Welcome to Common Sense Radio. As you know, we're hearing my voice. It's 8 p.m. It's Thursday night, Central Daylight Savings Time. And it's time for Common Sense Radio to go in our another adventure into radio excellence as we sift through the fake news, the propaganda, all the ridiculous stuff that goes out there, and try to find the nuggets, the truth, the real little facts that we need to focus on, the things that you need to know. And we always appreciate all, and I talked to a couple of people this week and said they listened, so I think I can safely say all 19 of you, welcome back this week. We appreciate your listening. And every week, you're always shocked that we do return. And FCC, FEC, CIA, DHS, FBI, notwithstanding, we are always here no matter what sort of computer crises we have, no matter what sort of software shenanigans we have, no matter how the cybersphere and the electronics conspire to try to thwart the broadcasting of this program, the dedication and diligence and tenacity of our senior engineer to filter through, to push through all those computer problems, keeps us, gets us online, on the air, tune in radio, online, cross the airwaves every week. Senior engineer Charlie Moss.
And you read that just like I wrote it. Thank you. I'm sorry I couldn't get your microphone turned on time a while ago, but as you can tell, I've been arrested. Do you see my handcuffed hands behind my
back?
Yes,
why are you handcuffed?
Well, I don't want to appear confrontational.
So you're...
I'm going to video this, and I'm going to try out for the Cortez School of Acting and...
No, you're doing a good job. I was trying to figure out why you're sitting
up... How to get on TV.
I'm watching you sitting up in the chair with your hands behind your back. What are you doing? Well, so you're talking about the AOC thing, which is hilarious.
It is so stupid. I can't, you know. What has she done during her time in Congress?
She's been the butt of jokes.
I don't think she's been signed on to any bill that's passed.
No, she's just keeps, she's a thorn in Nancy Pelosi's side, not thigh.
By the way, for the record, I don't want to date her either.
You don't want to date her?
No.
Okay. Got to be careful because anybody who criticizes AOC secretly desires her. At least
what does the AOC stand for? I know.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Ocasio-Cortez.
Okay. I think she's got that hyphenated name. I don't think it's a middle name. I think Ocasio-Cortez is actually, anyway. If y'all haven't seen it, there's a great video. There was some protest in Washington, something about wanting to kill babies. You know, we want our right to kill babies.
So she was
back
out there to put on a show.
So she was out there for it, right? And then some law enforcement came, said, okay, you guys got to leave this area, these protesters. And she was among the protesters. And so some sort of, it didn't look like a police officer, but a security guard.
Was walking behind her, sort of had maybe her arm a little bit, sort of
guiding her to go, okay, you need to go this way, ma'am. And so when you first see it, you see this happening, and she's got her hands behind her back. So you're like thinking, oh, she did get arrested, you know. And about three steps later, you hear somebody yelling to her, and she waves. She
And then she does
hand.
A fist up.
Yeah, she does a fist up and waves or something, and you're like, so you were faking being handcuffed? I mean, how disingenuous. I mean, that's so stupid, fake. You don't
know
what to think about it.
I wonder if she can do more behind a bar than mix two, you know, a mix and an alcohol.
No. I would be willing to bet she was the bartender that you got gin and tonic. But if you wanted lime, that was
beyond her.
No.
Yeah.
And don't ask for an old fashioned.
Oh yeah.
Oh no. If there's two ingredients, you're good. And they all got to be on the little gun, right? They're not on the gun. Okay.
While I'm thinking of that, anytime you want to test a barkeep skill, ask them to make you a rye old-fashioned.
Yeah.
Because most of them can't do it.
Well,
Without the book.
I agree with you, and I'm not going to say it on the air, but there are very few places in town that can make
that drink.
Actually make an old fashioned.
Yeah.
So, and now the listeners have figured out, since Charlie and I have been way off in a tangent from Ocasio-Cortez to her faking being arrested and handcuffed to her bartending capabilities, and we've gone off on this tangent, that we are in the studio without adult supervision. Teresa is on assignment right now. Hopefully she will be back next week. We miss her. And I'd give her a shout out, but I'm sure if she's not here, she's not listening.
Well, and that leaves us rudderless.
Totally rudderless and out of control. So that's okay. Let's get into some of the stuff because we got way off on that tangent. So everybody's a little bit shocked. Biden announces today that he has COVID.
Yeah. And he's double vaccinated and double boosted.
And double, but I was a little confused. Does he have COVID or does he have cancer?
Yeah.
Or does he have asthma?
That was another gasp.
Did you see that? When was that? About 3 days ago? He said something about, well, everybody from Delaware, all of us in Delaware have cancer because of some pollution. And everybody's like, wait a minute, you have cancer? So I don't know if the guy even one of the news networks played where he told the exact same story back in April and said everybody in Delaware has asthma because of this oil in the air.
Well, and I like the fact that poor Delawareans that have to wash their windshields every morning
to get the oil off the windshield.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like it's amazing to just tell these whoppers and with. And so straight faced, but he did I think the cancer he's mistaken, the asthma he's mistaken. I don't even know if he's lying. I think he just doesn't know what he's saying. But apparently he does have COVID. They're reporting mild symptoms. And look, we hope that he recovers quickly.
Oh, sure.
And he has no problems. We don't wish him any ill on that. But again, you mentioned he's double vaccinated, double boosted. And we were having this little bit of this COVID redux kind of all around the country and locally they're talking about it. I mean, the health officer said, you know, if you're inside, we don't mandate, but we recommend masking and all sorts of things because there are some infections rising. And I'd have no – this is not scientific at all, but I've known a lot of people in the last month or so that have gotten COVID infected, and every one of them was vaccinated. Nobody I know that's unvaccinated has gotten COVID in the last couple of months. So I find that fascinating that the vaccinated people are getting it. Although I talked to one guy who had it, and he told me he thought that it was milder. He said it was bad, it sucked, but it was a lot milder because he had been vaccinated. So to each his own. But see, while we're still doing this, the vaccinated are getting COVID, we still have a vax mandate kicking our troops out.
Yeah,
there's a pretty good sized number. Like 40,000 something troops may be kicked out. No, that's just out of the National Guard. Total is 260,000 something troops could be kicked out, and we don't even know the complete efficacy of a vaccine for a disease that doesn't really affect young healthy people. The military's young healthy people, so you can't get enough people in. The Army, oh, by the way, is missing their recruiting goal. Their year ends September 30th, and they're only at 23%. That's huge. We talked about that last week. But with that going on, they're going to kick out 260,000 troops. It's like, is somebody trying to weaken our military?
Sure sounds
like it. Is somebody trying to gut the military? Because let me tell you, over the years, folks, the way the recruiting goes – and I'll just give you one quick example. Weight standards. If they have enough people, you got to meet the weight standards. When they start missing goals, guess what? The fatties get to come in. They reduce the weights. They keep dropping the weight standards till they get enough people. And it could be weight standards, could be high school standards. They will drop standards because they got to have enough people. So this makes no sense that you would do this. And then here's the real crime on all of that is that the Republicans in Congress tried to pass a ban on kicking people out for not taking the vaccine, kicking people out of the military, and the Democrats blocked it. So I don't care what you think about the vaccine. We need to keep people in the military. It's ridiculous. And then don't even get started on monkeypox, but everything I understand from monkeypox, if you are not a monkey or having homosexual sex in New York City, you should be okay. So I don't think we even need to talk about that. Okay, look, we got the phone lines are open. We're going to get to the phone calls. We got text line open, 251-343-0106. Call us tonight or text us while the boys are playing.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome back to Common Sense Radio. And we went over all the COVID stuff, and we're wishing well to Joe Biden that he recovers from COVID. And we're really wishing him well because the worst thing that could happen if Kamala had to take over, woo, we everybody pray for Joe Biden. We do not want Kamala taking over for all that. And then we heard at the top of the news, because there's always little news items we don't get to, and we're not going to dig into it, but it's somewhat ironic and humorous and entertaining that, you know, the border states have been so aggravated with the open borders and the federal government not doing anything about it, and they're totally being overrun. Invasions that are overrunning. I mean, they're bankrupting these small towns, border towns, because they can't keep up with the medical care. They, just even the gas of driving these people around one town, you know, before the July, they had already exhausted their budget for gas for the whole year. I mean, it's all these burdens, and they keep asking for relief, and they get none. So some of the border state governors have gotten clever, and they have been taking these illegal immigrants, and they just pack them onto buses. And they send them to Washington, D.C. And they send them to New York City and say, just go. We just got to get you. And they pay for the bus, get them out of there. Well, guess what?
Oh, and they go voluntarily.
And they're happy to go anywhere. They're getting on an air. They just came across the Rio Grande in the Mexican desert. They're getting on an air-conditioned bus with a pack of Twinkies. Why wouldn't they go voluntarily, right? I mean, what a deal. I mean, they probably get better snacks on the bus than you get flying with Delta.
I would almost take the bus ride if they'd let me have some of the Twinkies.
No, seriously, think about it. I'd be willing to bet that if you go pay $300, $400, $500, $600, $700 to fly in some hotshot airlines anywhere, and you get a little tiny bag of peanuts or a little bag of stale pretzels.
Yeah.
I bet those illegal immigrants have some pretty good snacks.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's all on the federal. Anyway, you got me off on another
tangent. And have you noticed that they're all wearing good clothes?
And they're all wearing. How do you come across the border fat and well-kempt?
Yeah.
How's that possible? You supposedly just traversed 1,500 miles across Mexico, and you show up in a clean T-shirt, and you're still fat. I don't get that.
And one of the news channels, and this is sad, had one of those South Texas mayors on this morning, and I think it was a woman, because I'm channel hopping all morning long trying to get, you know, stay current. But anyhow, they were having to shift funds out of one part of their city budget to take care of dead bodies that they're recovering.
That's another one.
And, I mean, that is just incredible.
Right, there was one little tiny.
And there are kids involved in that.
Yeah, there was one little tiny town. I think I heard about that. They normally had to bury a couple of indigent people.
Sure.
They had like 40 illegal immigrants they had to bury.
Yeah.
That was nowhere in the budget. And they're, you know, because they got to bury them. They got to do something with them. They're not getting help from the federal government. And the federal government's throwing trillions of dollars everywhere except burying the illegal immigrants that they're enticing to come across. Anyway, and the whole reason I brought this up was, since they are sending those busloads to the blue cities, the blue city mayors are unhappy. And they're complaining about why are we having all these illegal aliens with nowhere to go and no place to go, no one to take care of them. Why are you dumping them in our city? What are we supposed to do with them? And isn't it funny that when it shows up at your door, you can't do this to me, but we don't care. And it's even not a Democrat-Republican thing because the majority of the border towns are run by Democrats. They're Democrat mayors, Democrat county commissioners down there that are suffering. And it's just the hypocrisy is just absolutely
the D.C. mayor
crazy.
Must be really confused because her president said that the border was closed and secure.
Oh, yeah, they keep saying stupid like that.
Where are they coming from then?
Right, right. So anyway, all right, we got Kevin holding very – oh, wait, real quick. Terry says Mayor Bowser, who's Washington, D.C. mayor, is pro-illegal immigration until they came to D.C. Can you say NIMBY? Very good, Terry. All right, let's get Kevin in Mobile holding on line one. What do you got,
Some
Kevin?
Some of them should be going to Delaware, too. Hi, Kevin.
Hey, John. You guys are on fire tonight. Two things. One, you're talking about with the illegal immigration right there. Texas on the borders right there. I've got family that lives there. The problem is exacerbated. You can't imagine what these people are going through. So, yeah, what they're doing, what Abbott's doing is shipping these people all over the place. God bless him, because you know what? They're going to get a taste of their own medicine. Other thing, when you're talking about the military being down across the board, God bless all our military. But I think what we need to do at this point is go and rewrite the law, basically, where they say at 38 and 40, you can't join anymore. You tap out at 62. I think what they need to do, there's a lot of people that are retired or older that could give to this country that still care. And I think we need to really revisit that at this point now when we can't get people to join voluntarily without going back to a draft. There's a lot of people that could come in there in different mentorship roles there. I mean, there's a bunch of different MOSs out there that people can do. So I think at some point, one of the congressmen, senators need to stand up there and say, we need to revisit this because we have to have the finest fighting machine out there across the world.
You know, maybe have something like the DROP program for military, Kevin.
We need the finest military. We got to have the best people and be able to get them. But really, one thing is, don't throw people out that want to stay just because of the stupid vaccine. That's ridiculous. And the other thing is, I think a lot of this is the woke nonsense. People are like, wait a minute. If we're all about our pronouns, I can go to community college and be badgered about what the pronouns are. If I want to defend my country and rain death and destruction on the enemy in the most expeditious manner possible, and that's what I'm interested in, you know, can we talk about that or do we have to talk about pronouns? And I think they're the woke crap is making people – it's the feminization.
The takeaway, you know, it's like you've got a haircut. You've got regulation uniforms there. You've got rules and regulations. And that's what they're getting away from right there. You know what? Nobody cares. I don't care what religion you are. I don't care this, that, or the other thing about the individual. But when you're a clean fighting machine right there and you've got somebody and they got your six, that's a good thing to do right there. You're not looking at them going – are you a he, she, is? Are you a Baptist, Catholic, Muslim, whatever? You know what? You want somebody that's got your back. And that's what we've got to get to. We've got to get rid of all this mamby-pamby crap right there and realize we are the United States. We're a bunch of different immigrants from all over the place here that assimilated to love this country and defend this country. And that's what we need. We don't need this crap we've had for the last 10, 15 years in Washington, whether it's Republican or Democrat. We need people to stand up for this country again. That's why I appreciate y'all's show, because you get out there and you lay it on the line. You say what you mean, and you mean what you say. And people need to appreciate that. Whether they like you or not, what you say, I'm the same way. I said, you can turn your heels, click, and walk away. But you need to love this country. We've got to get back to square.
Yeah. Amen to that, Kevin.
Amen to that. We got to get everybody back to it. And I think there are young people that love this country. And they're not not joining the military because they don't love the country. I think they're looking at the military and going, y'all have lost your mission. You've lost your way. You're focused on all sorts of stupid stuff. I mean, when the Joint Chiefs jog up there and go, the greatest national security threat is climate change.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the president says all that. That's just crazy. That's lunacy. No. I mean, and they want the discipline. Do not misunderstand or mistake. Young people, they want to join something that's elite and better than themselves, bigger than themselves. They want the discipline. They want the challenge. You know, if you're thinking, oh, yeah, we want, people want to join the military so they can be treated like snowflakes. We're going to give you a safe space. We're going to let you choose your pronoun. You can choose your pronoun every day. You can change it every day. And we're going to cater all you. They don't want that. They want something. And see, that in all this, and I'm getting in a tangent again, but all this, you know why that really drives me nuts? Because when I was in the military, if it did not have to do with raining death and destruction on the enemy in the most expeditious manner, it didn't matter.
That's right.
It didn't matter. So we didn't talk about it. We didn't worry about that stuff. And they've gotten away from that. And look, the kids see it's disingenuous, and they're like, we're not playing.
Well, and that's the thing. They want to be inclusive on something that is a winner right there. And that's the thing. People win and people lose. And if you lose, my grandfather used to tell me, he said, son, you don't lose unless you quit trying right there. That's how you get
yep.
better at things. And that whole thing now where everybody gets a trophy, no, you don't get a trophy. And if you screw up on your mission right there, then unfortunately you don't come home. So there's a lot of lessons to learn right there. But, you know, God and country right there, we've got to get back to those right there. And I, like you say, there's a lot of young people out there and old alike that still want to give to this country right there. But what we've got to do is we have to get the people in our local state and in Washington to stand up for a change and say, you know what, we're not going with you on that. Sorry, woke system, left system, whatever. We're going for America because you know what? If you don't stand for that, you're going to fall for everything.
That's a fact.
God bless you guys.
And thanks for your call,
yeah,
Kevin.
Yeah, Kevin, thank you so much. We're coming up against the break. We always appreciate Kevin listening to great calls. Real quick, Bonesaw texts in, lowest recruiting numbers since the Vietnam War. Woke culture is making the youth think that being a policeman, a fireman, or a soldier is a horrific fate. When we grew up, we idolized those jobs. We knew they were heroes. Now the woke left just wants us to all grow dandelions and get high in Colorado. Bonesaw nails it. All right, we'll be right back with your calls and texts at 251-343-0106.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome back to Common Sense Radio. Bottom of the hour, we bring aboard a very special sponsor, and that sponsor is Mission First Mortgage. And what's their mission? It's you. You're financing your house, your dream house, your family. It's your life. They want you to have everything that you need to go and buy the home of your choice, your dream home, whatever it is. And they are mission-focused, mission-oriented. It's all about getting you pre-approved, pre-qualified for the highest amount you possibly can so you can go get the house that suits your needs. Look, they're used to dealing with credit issues if they have to. They will do anything. They are experts in all of this stuff. You need to go to missionfirstmortgageinc.com. That's mission numeral one, ST, mortgageinc.com. Mortgage First, Mission Mortgage First, MissionFirstMortgageInc.com. I'm going to have to get him to change that thing. I can't even say it anymore. Look, usually the problem I'm having, just Google Mission First Mortgage or call Brian Dewberry at 251-289-1141. 251-289-1141. Give him a call. Mission-focused, mission-oriented. It's all about you. And they bring wit and wisdom from our 40th president, Ronald Wilson Reagan.
I'm here tonight to announce my intention to seek the Republican nomination for President of the United States. I'm sure that each of us has seen our country from a number of viewpoints, depending on where we've lived and what we've done. For me, it's been as a boy growing up in several small towns in Illinois, as a young man in Iowa trying to get a start in the years of the Great Depression, and later in California for most of my adult life. I've seen America from the stadium press box as a sportscaster, as an actor, officer of my labor union, soldier, office holder, and as both Democrat and Republican. I've lived in an America where those who often had too little to eat outnumbered those who had enough. There have been four wars in my lifetime, and I've seen our country face financial ruin in the Depression. I've also seen the great strength of this nation as it pulled itself up from that ruin to become the dominant force in the world. To me, our country is a living, breathing presence, unimpressed by what others say is impossible, proud of its own success, generous, yes, and naive, sometimes wrong, never mean, and always impatient to provide a better life for its people in a framework of a basic fairness and freedom. You know, someone once said that the difference between an American and any other kind of person is that an American lives in anticipation of the future because he knows it'll be a great place. Other people fear the future as just a repetition of past failures. Well, there's a lot of truth in that. If there's one thing we're sure of, it is that history need not be relived, that nothing is impossible, and that man is capable of improving his circumstances beyond what we're told is fact.
Okay, that was Ronald Reagan in 1979 announcing his intention to run for presidency, and I'm going to confess to you, he did it twice. And somehow I got the transcript of the wrong ones. So that wasn't the one I actually intended, but anything from Ronald Reagan is always good. And I picked it to go with this week's column, A Much Diminished President. You can go to renewamerica.com and get all my columns there, renewamerica.com. And this week's column is A Much Diminished President. And what that's talking about, he has lost... He's losing everything here and abroad. I mean, you know that his numbers are tanking. There are numbers they're talking about around 30. There's even been one approval number come in at 29%. And this is with the press ignoring all the bad things he's doing and propping him up constantly. His numbers keep going down, down, down. And his policies are, and they're rightfully so, because his policies are killing the American people. They're crushing the middle class. But when he goes abroad, he's so fickle, so feckless, so undirected, so rudderless, he has no respect.
Well, and I worry that one of these out-of-control thugs that are running North Korea, Iran, or some other countries like that, or Venezuela even, somebody is going to make a stupid mistake and try to widen the war or introduce nuclear weapons.
There's no telling. I mean, look, they've allowed Iran. Iran's just about a nuclear power now.
By the way, I saw Bob Kerry walking behind him today at the press conference he did. And I'm thinking, how much money is he making off the taxpayer dime? And what has he accomplished? What's his job? What's he supposed to
do? John Kerry?
Yeah.
He doesn't need any money.
Now, I know that. He doesn't need it.
He's married two billionaire heiresses.
Well, I know that, too, but I'm just saying that you know he's getting a paycheck.
Oh, yeah. No, he's getting some more money. He's got to pay all those high utility bills at all those places. But the point is that Biden goes abroad, and he goes to Israel, and he basically snubs them and insults them and doesn't really help them in standing against Iran. And then he flies to Saudi Arabia. And the interesting thing is that he tried to call the Saudi crown prince a few months ago, and he wouldn't take his call. So now our president takes his hat in hand to go see the Saudi prince who wouldn't take his call. And he had and asked him to produce more oil. So he had to get told no in person. Instead of getting it on the phone, no, we're not going to help you. He had to tell no in person. And you got to understand, in my mind, there's two reasons why the Saudis aren't going to help. One is they have all the money they need.
Sure.
They don't need to drill more or produce more oil to get more money. And if they see the United States stumbling and that great economy being brought down to size, they're just going to, you know, go grab a bag of dates, sit back and watch. Right? They're not, you know.
And sell a bunch of oil to Russia.
Yeah, they're not. They're
buy Russia.
Yeah, they're not. There's no interest in all of that. And then, you know, the other thing, the Saudis are afraid of the Iranians too. So if the United States is not going to work with Israel, who the Saudis will now work with, and Saudi Arabia to contain Iran, why should they help a doddering old fool? I mean, and they also realize how disingenuous. Just a year ago or so, about a year ago, Biden, remember they brutally murdered that Khashoggi journalist mm-hmm. in Istanbul. I forget his first name. Khashoggi was a journalist, wrote for, I think, the Washington Post or whatever. Brutally murdered him. And they condemned it, and they tied it back to the royal family and all that. And Biden, oh, that's awful. We're gonna isolate Saudi Arabia. We're gonna make him a pariah. Well, the Saudis are paying attention. Where you have all that blowhard talk, and now you come in and you're all fist bumps and hey, pal, hey, buddy, you got a little extra oil for me and my poor citizens that are complaining. I don't know why they're complaining. They can Uber or buy a damn electric car, but can you help me out, buddy? Here's a little fist bump, right? That, and then the Saudis go, well, you know, we don't really care about your problems, especially since you're not helping us contain Iran, right?
Yeah. And before we go to Brian, because he wants to talk military,
and we got another one there. We got a hold, okay, but well, let me just finish this out. And the much diminished president was not my title. Do you know where that comes from? The former intelligence chief for Saudi Arabia, who was intelligence chief for like 40 years, he's now retired. He said that Biden comes to Saudi Arabia a much diminished president. That's where it comes from. And he pretty much summed up what the whole world thinks of Joe Biden.
If I can get
and
in.
That is a national security. That's not just a polling problem for Joe Biden, the Democrats. That's a national security problem for Americans.
We live in a dangerous world.
Yes.
Two things. One, you got a text from somebody saying they were having trouble hearing it on streaming. And you said TuneIn Radio was
and TuneIn Radio is all wonky. It's,
well, we have a we have some internet interconnectivity problems that are being addressed one at a time, and they're gradually being resolved. So if you're one of those, and there's a lot of people out there that listen online and listen to podcasts, and you know, some things just can't be helped. So we apologize for tonight. Before we go to Brian O in the military, can I share a positive?
Yeah. You got some positive?
Yeah, I really do. I've got a grandson. His name is Kevin Neal. And when Kevin finished high school, he was kind of one of those kids that just wanted to get on the sofa and play war games on the computer and all that stuff. Somehow or other, and I don't know if his dad was the instrumental person or somebody else, but he joined the Air Force. And I had never gone to a boot camp graduation
ceremony. Oh, did you go?
We went to Lackland. And I'm telling you, when those groups of airmen were lined up out on the field, they called them warriors, by the way. I mean, that was impressive.
It is.
To see them called up and all of that. But one other thing, and this is a small thing, in case you wonder if they're doing anything in boot camp, very basic training. One of the days we were, all the parents and grandparents were able to go over and see where they had been bunking, you know, what their barracks looked like. And we were in there and we saw the lockers and how they did I still guess they flipped coins on the blankets to make sure that bed's tight. But anyhow, there's all kind of conversations going on. The sergeant steps in the door and all you hear is ears. Sir, yes, sir. I mean, the room went silent. It was without even thinking. If they heard ears, that means shut up because I got something to tell you.
Discipline.
And
I love
it. And that's a tiny piece of discipline, but it's still what
it's all part
about.
Of it.
Yeah, it is.
Gives me chills. All right, let's go to Brian on line one. Brian, what do you got for us?
Okay, what I got for us is I've been recuperating from COVID, so it's been kind of bad sitting around listening to everything, but I'm frustrated. Can't people see this? This is a long-term program to disable us, our military, where we cannot face China. Look at our half of our reserve of oil is going to be gone. We've already used up half of our weapons, and China's not selling us the chips at all we need to rebuild and replace them. The Obama go back to stuff he did. He was purging our military. His, one of his brothers lives in China, married to a Chinese woman. And another one thing I heard was that his one of his brothers was the banker for one of the Muslim groups that oversees Africa. But anyhow, lay this all out, what's going on, and you see this through the Democratic Party, through the American Communist Party working with the CCP, to get us where we're unable to defend ourselves. And this is happening very, very fast.
And you know, it certainly looks that way, right? I mean, if you were going to do things to weaken the military, you would do all the things that we see going on. So why wouldn't people go, wait a minute, what are we doing here? We're weakening ourselves. We're giving our weapons away to Ukraine to fight the war in Russia. There's supply shortages to replenish them. We're kicking people out for the vaccine for no good reason. And then we can't get people in on the other side and get them trained. And so we won't have the troops to be able to defend the country and our national interests like we should. So you go, is this one of those things that when it all happens in retrospect, everybody will go, well, why didn't we see this?
Oh, yes, but look at what's going on with all of the gay and transgender. This is all population control. I ran across a booklet by the organization that was a direct predecessor to Planned Parenthood. In the middle of its booklet, they had birth control, sterilization, abortion, euthanasia, get rid of the elderly and the infirm, promote homosexuality, break up the family so they're not having too many children. Of course, they were extremely prejudiced. Buddy of Hitler, Hitler and his bunch liked her eugenics.
Margaret Sanger.
Sanger.
That's right. Yeah. You're right. Well, Brian, all those pieces, it's crazy.
Well, we see what's going on, but what we can't do is they're going to probably get rid of Biden. He's getting too much baggage. And he's just a fall guy. We know that. And
that's part. You know what, Brian? That is part of my column that you get at RenewAmerica.com, a much diminished president. That maybe he's just a patsy. That they're trying to.
That's obvious.
Yeah, because they're just going to blame him for all the things, because none of them really care about him, and he's just disposable. But they're going to tank the economy, weaken the United States, and then they're just going to blame Joe Biden. All right. Hey, Brian, thank you for the call, but we're up on the break. Thank you so much for the call and for listening. We got more calls and texts. We'll be right back at 251-343-0106.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
You're on.
All right, welcome back to Common Sense Radio. Look, there's a bunch of stuff we were going to try to get through, and I guess we're going to have to save some of this about the inflation and all that. And you know all of that. Let me see if there's any nuggets that I wanted to get before we get back to the calls. No, we don't have enough time for all that, but let's clear the decks on the real quick on the the text line.
Yeah.
Hey, the flag man out in Grand Bay, John, is still doing the flags. God bless you. He's replacing torn flags and old flags on veterans' graves. Thank you so much for doing it. Flag man, we appreciate you doing that. What a service. Does it out of his own pocket. John, another John, says, the left wants you to get high in Colorado unless it's one of their businesses that they own and you're an employee of theirs. Oh, that's interesting. It's true. You can get high as long as you're not working for me and running heavy machinery, right?
Hey, I wonder if they work in those pot shops if they have to be drug tested.
That would be sort of circular, wouldn't it?
Yes.
And then, Robert, how do y'all, I have a thought and a question. Do you all feel like our great country is like Babylon with all that we're facing? Yes, I think that there's a good chance that we are like Babylon. And I want to say there's a column I wrote, in the last year or so. Are we marching around Jericho, or are we marching towards Babylon? And I kind of I think there's a lot of similarities to Babylon. So, but look, let's go. James the engineer is holding patiently, and he's got some things for us. James, what do you got for us?
Man, once again, I just want to say I want to thank you guys for being there for us and allowing us to be a voice out there for others to hear. I want to tell everybody, and mostly Republicans, get out there and push this vote thing coming up. The other thing is God's good all the time. It's amazing how abortion has been turned around. I just think that's been a blessing we've all prayed for and believed that God would turn around. He's opened some eyes up, and I think he's opened some eyes up to a lot of the Americans now to truly see. You know, I hate to say this about the Democratic Party, but, you know, this is communism in a Class A way. The other thing is, thank goodness we still have our rights for guns. You know, maybe if we get attacked, it might wind up still being the same cliche. We've awakened a sleeping giant.
Right. What Yamamoto said about.
I ask you to please commentate on what might be the outcome with Donald Trump and this investigation. I sure hope and pray he don't get indicted for anything.
You know, they don't care if they get they indict him or not. They just want this free commercial show.
Right. They're just trying to push a narrative before we go to Trump, let's go back to the Second Amendment real quick, because I don't want to forget that. Look, yes, Americans still, what did I see? We have 300, somebody had posted the other day, American gun owners own approximately 300 million guns, 3 trillion rounds of ammunition. So the point is, and the meme was, if law-abiding American gun owners were the problem, you'd know it.
Oh,
right?
There's no doubt. I don't even believe that. You know, they're talking about, you know, he shouldn't be called a good Samaritan. You're totally right. He should really be called a true American hero that saved lives. That's a better name,
right,
if we can't use Samaritan. And that's what the public ought to be pushing, because really, if we had a decent president, he would address this and say, I'm going to invite him to the White House and stick a medal on him. That's what ought to be.
That's right. He should have a medal because that's exactly what there's nothing more American than defending yourself and your family and your friends and your neighbors and your community. Well, and we conquered a continent that way. We defended ourselves. We protected ourselves. And
what does the scripture say about a friend laying down his life for another friend?
Right. There's no greater love hath a man than to lay his life down for his friend, and a strong man armed keeps his home. Those are all biblical teachings. But it's God bless that guy. And it was Indiana, right? Indianapolis, where that mall. In 15 seconds, he took out that shooter, had killed 3 people. But it would have been probably 30 people if that kid hadn't have been there and taken him out. Charlie just told me, shot 10 times, hit him 8 times.
Starting at 400 yards away.
Starting at 400 yards away, and he was running towards this guy and stopped
him. Any distance at that, you know, your target's now getting smaller. You know, anything after 25 yards, your target's starting to reduce down. He had to have some sharp eyes and some sharp nerves. And thank goodness he had some parents or grandparents that established that within him. I bet he was probably a football player and good, or something in sports and everything else. And I hope that'll come out in the future because, you know, to be able to hold a weapon and shoot it like that at the same time, flagging people to get back, get out of the way,
run behind
and stand your ground. That isn't true, man. If I was a colonel, I'd be over there trying to group that guy, put that guy in the military. He'd be the greatest sharpshooter in the world.
Exactly. Yeah. And it was really the timing where this happened is because, you know, just recently with the Supreme Court announcement, you know, backing down in the gun laws up there in New York, and all the leftists were blowing milk through their nose. Oh, my God, there's going to be more killing because of you're making us give out, let the citizens carry their guns. And then there was a bunch of people, a bunch of the talking heads going, oh, well, you know, this thing about a good guy with a gun, that's not true. That's just a myth. That's just a talking. No, it's not. It happens all the time. And it especially happens when there's crime and you're waiting for the police to show up.
On the news.
Do what?
I mean, there's heroes all over the country. I mean, they just don't put it on the news.
Right. You don't hear about it.
A car wreck with fires. People are going in. You know, maybe somebody's jumping on somebody. They're pulling them apart.
Yep. They're
you know,
doing.
There's more good. We're breaking up, but we're, there's more good in this world than what.
Okay, but I got to get your Trump thing. Let's go to the Trump thing. Charlie's right. They just want, they're trying to push a narrative. They're just trying to get it out. They're trying to force feed it to the American people to try to set a narrative. And they want to repeat enough nonsense, stupidity, and lies to at least create doubt in your mind. They know you're not going to believe all that. Will they try to indict him? They'll come up with something. They may or may not do it, but they know it's not going to stick. Come on. How many times we've seen it, they say all this crazy, insane stuff about Trump, and then all we find out later, it's not true. And the reason I'm totally confident that they have nothing and it will all explode is when that stupid girl got up there and testified that the president, Trump, from the back of the beast, lunged 16 feet forward through the glass and everything to lunge at the steering wheel. Totally stupid, totally nonsense. Lost all their credibility, and we lost our time. We're out of time.
Hey, James, we hate to do this, buddy, but we're out of time.
We ran up the clock. Hey, thank y'all for listening. Y'all have a great weekend. Honey, it's time to come home.